Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Mike Ryan of Process Labs knows rotary kilns and recosticizing. Located in Chillicothe, Ohio, USA, Process Labs has decades of experience and their services are in demand around the world. You can find them online at www.processlaboratories.com or call them at 1-740-775-5520. That's 1-740-775-5520.
Nip Impressions today is about the strange phenomenon of work expanding to fit the time. This column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, sitting in for him because he's traveling. And Jim says, "When I was young, I often thought about why it is that a newspaper exactly fills all the pages printed in a day. There's never any space left over. And this process starts over each and every day. The same, of course, is true with magazines. Ironically, books, which seem to be on a looser schedule than newspapers and magazines, sometimes have blank pages. You would think book publishers would have enough time to make them come out exactly right. Don't write me about this. I really do know the answer when it comes to books." That was to get your attention. What is really amazing is that the work in a workday or the time in a project schedule is most often exactly the right amount of time to do the work required. Yes, there are extreme cases of too little or too much time, but largely it always comes out about right. Of course, you must make adjustments to make this work. Sometimes they are conscious adjustments. Sometimes you're not aware that you made them. When you anticipate that there's not enough time, often you push the adrenaline button and speed up your efforts. However, if this becomes routine, it will wear you out and your work, not only at the task at hand, but on any other tasks in the same period, will suffer. No matter how long you have been working, habits you acquired early in your career concerning time management are probably the ones you follow today. Of course, your employer, or you on your own initiative, may have trotted off to a time management course and tried to change your habits. However, this path is out of character for most people. The people I have known who have been most effective at work tasks break their day into distinct activity blocks. Yes, once in a while they must violate these for some reason or another, but the disciplined ones go right back to their standard pattern once the anomaly is over.
And now let's pause a moment for this commercial message.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, my wife told me that if she ever heard a toilet flushing in the background again, she would hang up on me. That's a bad habit I had formed. Checking into a hotel room, calling my wife, and doing other essential tasks. You know, multitasking. Hi, this is Jim Thompson here. One of our advertisers has told us they used to advertise in a certain print magazine because they always found copies of that magazine in paper mill bathrooms. We pointed out to them that if you're advertising with Paparitala Publications, you can be found anywhere. For instance, right on the paper machine floor. Or at the ball game. Or in the backyard on a Saturday afternoon. Or at a wild papermaker's party. Or on your nightstand right before you go to bed. Where can prospects find your advertising? If they have a phone, tablet, or computer, they can find it anywhere as long as you are advertising with Paparitalo Publications. Go with the winner.
And now the conclusion of this week's column.
What I think is a great work pattern is to take the first half hour of your day and the last half hour of your day as preparatory and cleanup times, respectively. Others I have known seem to drift through the mornings and hit it hard for 2 or 3 hours after lunch. I've asked some why they did this. The answer was counterintuitive. They said that early in their careers, they always had a propensity to want to take a nap after lunch. Thus, they resolved to make that the time of day when they expected the most work from themselves. If you work in production, as a majority of the readers of this column do, there are parts of your day dictated by the rhythm of production. Yet, even in a production setting, there are still portions of your day in which you have some freedom as to pace. You might want to work on these. The point is this: picking up the pencil, so to speak, at the beginning of the day and dropping it at the end of the day is not the only way to work. There are many variations on this, variations that can make your day more rewarding, yourself more productive, and improve the quality of your work. Perhaps it's time you gave this some thought. What do you think? Take our quiz this week to let us know. For safety this week, EMTs and firefighters are taught to pace themselves and relieve each other in long sessions of emergency work. Perhaps we can use some of their ideas in our daily lives. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.